answer. This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Maltz.
Well, thanks for joining this week's radio show. Remember, this is your final word in small business. For those keeping track, this is now show number 436. This episode is provided by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. Well, women are now building some of the fastest growing companies out there. Our next guest is a founder of the one that is at the very top. Ellen Latham is a highly trained physiologist with a lifelong passion for health and fitness. Her desire to be on the cutting edge of fitness inspired Ellen to design the Ultimate Workout, which became the foundation for Orange Theory Fitness Workout Gym in Florida. She served as TV fitness expert for 6 years, authored fitness columns for the Miami Herald and the South Florida Sun Sentinel, and earned the title of Business Women of the Year in South Florida. Ellen, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
So you just got this great award. Orange Theory Fitness was named the number one fastest growing women-owned led business for the 10th annual ranking of the Women's President's Association. That's pretty impressive.
It was so exciting. It's always an honor to be recognized by your peers for, you know, the business accomplishments that have taken place over the last year. So, yes, I was quite honored.
And it's amazing because just 2 years ago, you were at $86 million. Now you're at $451 million. Tell us how you got this idea and why you had the audacity that something like this would even succeed in a very crowded marketplace.
Yeah, very good point. Well, I've been in this industry literally from the Jane Fonda leg warmer days, and so it's been my passion, and group fitness has definitely been something that I was drawn to. So it was about 16 years ago, I ended up opening up a small Pilates studio, and it was quite successful. But the only problem with Pilates is there's no metabolic work to it. There's no fat burning. So I set out to open up a little bigger studio, and I would add a room that would have this great metabolic workout based on science of the human body. As an exercise physiologist, I wasn't interested in any fads or any, you know, type of strange workouts. I wanted just to base it on how we're made as human beings and how we metabolically charge the body. So I figured out that workout, which is the Orange Theory Fitness workout right now, and I opened up that studio in about, it was about 2009 when I opened up that studio, and it just took off. The results people were getting were like nothing else they were doing, taking cycling classes, working with personal trainers. They couldn't believe it, how their bodies were changing so rapidly. I was approached at that time by a member and her husband who was involved in the franchising world to put one of these on every corner. And that's what we kind of joked about at that time of, my gosh, there's something to this workout. One should be on every corner. Literally not, I think, believing that that would be the case, which is the case now. And that was in 2010 when we opened up our first studio. So now 7 short years later, we have 650 studios open. We've sold over 1,200. We're going to be in 13 countries by the end of this year. So it has been quite an exciting ride.
So what was really different about this workout than everything else that's out there that really attracted people and got you the success?
Right. I based it on 5-zone heart rate training. So as a physiologist, I knew that if I got the heart rate of the body over 84% for 12 to 20 minutes within an hour workout, that they would produce what's called afterburn, which means that you would burn approximately 20% more calories than the calories that you burnt in that exact workout. So there's a real science to how that you've got to do that, and that's how I designed the workout. I knew that you'd have to have power put in the human body. So I knew that, so for example, in CrossFit, they do a lot of explosive jumps up and down off of boxes and pushing sleds for power. Well, my knees weren't really interested in that, and I didn't think large volumes of people's joints were interested in that. So I had to find a non-impact form of power, and that's why we use rowing in our workout. And then I knew that I had to turn on what's called your inside muscles. Those are the muscles of the posture, and that's why we use the TRX strap. And I had to turn on your outside muscles. Those are the muscles you look at in the mirror. And that's why we use small gym equipment. So it's basically all based on science. I put everything in a big bowl, mixed it up, designed endurance routines, strength routines, and power routines so that they would change every day of the week. And, again, that was the secret formula. It's kind of like, you know, what Kentucky Fried Chicken did to chicken. They basically came up with a really secret formula for their batter.
Except it's a lot healthier for you, right, Ellen?
There you go, Barry.
We're talking with Ellen Lathan, the founder of Orange Theory Fitness. So, Ellen, I have to tell you, orange, of course, is my favorite color. How'd the name come about?
Okay, well, when you talk about orange, we talk about it represents effervescence, energy, focus, all of the things that take place in our workout. And the theory is that you get that heart rate over 84% for 12 to 20 minutes. So Orange Theory was a perfect name for us.
So, Ellen, what advice would you have for small business owners that think they can franchise whatever they have? Because to go from where you did to where you are now in 7 years is nothing short of spectacular. What was the key to success?
Yeah. Well, you know, my partners were experts in the world of franchise. Dave Long, Jerome Kern, they were just, you know, phenomenal. They had worked in the Massage Envy franchise world for a while, so they knew, you know, what that was all about. And they left all the fitness expertise to me. So we call it the perfect storm. It was really partnering off with individuals that had different strengths of what you had. I truly believe that was a part of our formula. So when we came together as partners, we really all got in our lane and we just forged forward in what we all do very well, and it worked incredibly.
And I think that's really the important point, Ellen, is that if you're good at the business, it doesn't mean that you're going to be good at franchising the business, because that's a totally different business, right?
Absolutely. Totally different. That this is not something I could have said, I have this workout at Ellen's Ultimate Workout in Davie, and I'm going to go franchise it and have, you know, over 1,000 franchises at some point in time. Absolutely. It's their expertise of years of doing that, them looking for the right product. And the right product in fitness is a product that produces results. A lot of people in fitness, being in it over 40 years, you know, are always advertising, this is going to work, take this pill, drink this, eat that, do this workout. And unfortunately, many of those things don't have what I call legs are, that you're able to sustain over a long period of time. I've had my studio in this workout for 10 years. And people are, I just was telling my fiance, whoa, I took the 6:30 class this morning, and whoa, am I metabolically charged right now? So it's all about results in fitness, and that's what our workout does.
Man, you sound metabolically charged, whatever that means, right? So what kind of owners are you looking for? Who's the perfect fit for your franchise? Who's the perfect franchisee?
Yeah, the perfect fit is definitely an engaged owner. When you have a business that's a people business, where you're coming in, our members are coming in and greeted by a team, a front desk team, a coaching team on the workout floor, you know, that team, when they're coached by a head coach, a leader, an owner who is very engaged, it's kind of similar to an athletic team, you know, where that owner is just so engaged and is listening to all the good, bad, and ugly that goes on in the four walls and making sure that, you know, those things are addressed in a very timely manner. You know, those are the owners that are extremely successful. I think that's somewhat the formula for any business, but for a people-based business, it's a must.
And so this can't be someone that just wants to buy the franchise and leave it to a manager just to do so they can be successful.
Yeah, we're really not interested in that. We really believe, and we're real clear about that, that we want an owner who is definitely going to be engaged in the product. We know that there's a major difference between, you know, financial success of that studio and one that it is an absent owner and just leaves it to people come to work, do their job, and leave. So, as I said, I kind of believe that's the successful formula for any small business, but for ours, absolutely.
So since you're very much of a motivational person, what advice do you have for people who a lot of times in their brains they say, I can't? How do you actually turn that into I can?
Yeah. Well, what's interesting about the human brain is that it can be rewired. So it really doesn't matter what you got up that morning and what's going on that's making you think that the glass is half empty as opposed to half full, or what messages you maybe got as a child, or, you know, whatever the case may be. The first thing, most important thing, is you understand that the human brain can be rewired, and how it's rewired is you have to believe in the potential of yourself and what you can do. And if you do that and keep those thoughts and write them, that's why they tell you to write those affirmations, leave them on the refrigerator to look at every morning, you can kind of get on what I call the correct channel. And then if you're on the correct channel, I think you're going to have a better chance at really getting on in within the right lane, the successful lane of business, which is to, you know, really stay relentlessly focused on what you're trying to accomplish. You have to really look at letting go of things that are taking up time and energy. You know, you have to prioritize. You have to set timelines. Those types of things are all things that when you read about great success, things that have led me on my path to great success.
Ellen, thanks so much. That's all the time we have. We'll be right back. This is AM560, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
Good morning, I'm Jeremy Scott with your look at the roadways. The Dan Ryan Express lanes are shut down inbound from 31st to the Stevenson with a rollover crash. I'll remain that way until further notice. Also, if you travel through Bridgeview, keep your eyes peeled for a crash at 77th and Harlem. Also in Hanover Park, crews are on the scene of a crash at Barrington Lane. Other than that, the rest of your roadways are looking good. We are still seeing some construction out about in a lot of areas, including on the inbound Stevenson, where you're down to one lane from Cermak to Lakeshore Drive, and no access to northbound Lakeshore Drive until 7 a.m. Also, if you're traveling on the tri-state, I should say, you are seeing the two left lanes closed to all 10 from the O'Hare races all the way over to Grand Avenue, and then just the left lane closed until the afternoon. Looking for some beautiful conditions with temperatures in the low 70s, 56 O'Hare, 58 Midway. That's traffic on AM560, The Answer.
Ivanka Trump made a rare live appearance on Fox and Friends.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
When she speaks, I just go to my happy place.
That's why Jared Kushner married her, I suppose.
She can speak because he doesn't.
Exactly. No one has ever heard Jared Kushner speak to this day. He just points to her. I wonder how he took his vows.
No, he just nodded.
I think she is an asset to President Trump.
Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva. Simplifying your business communications. Get a copy of Barry's new book, BAM, where he shows how social media and our self-service world has rewritten all the rules of customer service. The best marketing now is BAM, good customer service. Be the first to tweet Barry at Barry Moult and get a free copy of the book.
If you are or know a veteran who has served in Iraq or Afghanistan since 9/11, Dr. Manis Kraff and the Kraff Eye Institute on Harlem in Chicago are providing free laser vision correction to two qualified veterans every week for 1 year. The Kraff Eye Institute and Dr. Manis Kraff are pioneers and leaders in laser vision correction. They've successfully performed laser vision correction with the Vizx Excimer laser since February of 1991, longer than any other doctors in Chicago. Dr. Manis Kraff was awarded the prestigious AMA Benjamin Rush Medal, awarded to only one physician every year. So if you, a loved one, or friend have served since 9/11, you're urged to call the Kraff Eye Institute on Harlem in Chicago immediately to schedule an appointment. You could receive free laser vision correction just like hundreds of veterans and 100 club family members already have. Call the Kraff Eye Institute on Harlem at 773-777-4444. 773-777-4444.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Moults. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, throughout the life cycle of any company, most brands go through tough times, whether it's a downturn in the economy or something happens to your product or one of your customers threatens your brand. Here to help is Jonathan David Lewis, who's the author of a book called Brand Versus Wild. He's a Forbes contributor and a brand survival expert at McKee, Walwork & Company. Jonathan, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So the first question I have to ask you, what does a brand survival expert do?
We work with brands that would define themselves as stalled, stuck, or stale. So, you know, over the course of a lifetime of any brand, you'll have your highs, your lows. We are perfect when you're hitting a low, when your growth has stalled, and you don't know what to do.
So is the key to survive in that case or to try to reinvent yourself as something that's more relevant?
It really depends. So, you know, in many cases, especially if you're facing an actual business model disruption, it first is about survival. Then it's about how do you start to thrive? How do you find new profit potential? In other cases, when perhaps your business model isn't being disrupted, it might be more about simply reinventing yourself.
So use the word survival. Is it similar to physical survival or emotional survival for a brand?
Yeah, this is actually one of those fascinating things we learned in our research, where in many ways, psychologically, there's very little difference between a group of people that crash land on a mountain and how they react to that situation and a group of business leaders in a boardroom dealing with some sort of challenge. Both groups react in a predictable way to disruption, and both groups can actually get out of it in a similar way.
So we end up eating our customers?
Eating the person we're working with.
Right, exactly.
Right.
So talk about the similarities.
So what we discovered, we've conducted 10 years of research and discovered there's 7 factors that affect growth. And 3 of those factors are external. They're what we define as the wild. They're the economy, aggressive competition, or even industry disruption itself. These are the things that make us feel disoriented or lost in the wilderness. What really got us excited is 4 of the 7 factors that affect growth are internal. They're inside our companies. They're inside of us. And they're often overlooked. There's things like fear, loss of focus, inconsistency, ultimately a lack of alignment or what we call savagery. And what we see is in survival situations in the wilderness, very similar processes are undertaken. So a group will face a challenge, they'll be lost, and the first thing they feel is paralyzing fear. Then they start to drift, and they lose their focus and literally get tunnel vision. Then they get very wild and inconsistent and do pretty crazy things. Now, business leaders face very similar situations, and we think it's a very different context, but our brain is hardwired to react in the same way. So from a business standpoint or a marketing standpoint, we actually take a very similar path, or the fear paralyzes us. We go after business we shouldn't, or we slash the R&D budget, or we have a real hesitancy to invest when we should invest. We start to drift as a brand. We lose our focus. We chase this business we shouldn't chase, and we sort of lose ourselves. We see this over and over with folks like Lego and others who were on the brink of bankruptcy. And then ultimately, we get wild and turn on each other. And this is where you see the politics and backbiting and gossip. And you start to see these companies who are suffering, they lose their best people and they have these turf wars. It's very predictable. And we see it in survival scenarios and we see it in business.
So how do you really get past that? Because sometimes the survival skills are good, but sometimes the exact things you do to make survival will actually be the demise of your company.
Yeah, the key is understanding when to do what. So if you're in a real disruptive environment, you know, Uber comes along and you're a taxi company, certainly there's a time and place for just, you know, hold down the fort, you got to survive, you know, we got to keep cash tight, those sort of things. But if you remain in that scenario, this is an obstacle for many companies today who are starting to come out of the Great Recession and try to understand how to navigate this new modern economy. If you're still in that survival mentality and you're just hunkering down, you're not looking for opportunities. You're not looking for ways to disrupt yourself, your industry, or the economy itself. And so that in that place, you are afraid. You're not moving forward. So you have to know there's a time and place. You know, it's a short period. Hunker down. Then you have to move beyond. You have to look for opportunities. And the first step, first you have to stop, you know, in the midst of this chaos and kind of, you know, if you're being disrupted. Then you have to orient yourself to the marketplace and ask yourself, what really is going on here? What really is salient and relevant to my customer today? Because I can tell you right now, it's either changing or it has changed, and it's not what it was yesterday.
So is that really the first steps, is really to manage this fear and not make any hasty decision, is first to pause, which is actually very hard to do when this is going on.
Yeah, and what we've learned physiologically, when you're disrupted, if you were to be lost in the wilderness, your heart's pumping, the adrenaline's pumping, literally your brain function moves to the irrational part of your brain, and you make very bad decisions. If you don't stop, then you're going to continue making bad decisions. Once you've stopped and oriented yourself to the marketplace to really understand what's going on, then you need to take action, and this is a key area. Business leaders today have to understand that what made us successful in the past, even the last 5,100 years, is no longer working. So things like size, scale, longevity, intellectual property, these are things that in many ways can be weaknesses or vulnerabilities. The modern economy demands that we think differently. It has new principles for success.
And I really think that this is really where the leaders, you know, mettle is really tested. You know, one of my great heroes, and you mentioned in the book, is Ernest Shackleton, right, who survived such a long time with his men. What can we learn? What can companies learn from his experience?
So, you know, Ernest Shackleton, one of the most famous expeditionaries, did many great things. Famously, he tried to traverse Antarctica, and his ship was trapped in these floating ice fields and crushed. And thus began this great famous story where not only did he and his expedition survive one of the most hellish environments on Earth, but nobody died. He didn't lose a single person on his expedition. It was almost miraculous, and this is one of the key findings. The difference between what he was able to do in that environment and many other stories, true stories of people in similar hellish environments who didn't make it out, it had very, very little to do with the facts on the ground, very little to do with their supplies, with the weather, with whatever they were facing. It had everything to do with the internal health of his team, with his leadership, with their attitude and morale. And that's why those internal factors are everything, the fear and focus and inconsistency and alignment. That is the marked difference between those who survive hardship and those that don't.
And that's really what's going to get you through, because every brand goes through this ups and downs. Every brand somewhere along the line is going to enter the wild, is going to enter survival mode, right?
Yeah, and in fact, if you are successful today, you need to be paranoid, because success in many, many, many times we have seen is the first step towards your disruption or your challenge.
So give us an example of a brand that you like where they kind of went through this and they were able to come back.
You know, something I think many people don't realize is that Lego was on the brink of bankruptcy in the early 2000s. They were almost were breaking up the company, dissolving parts of the company, and it's because they had completely lost themselves. They had listened to this research about millennials. They thought that nobody, the younger generation, didn't care about playing with toys anymore. They started, focusing on amusement parks and building toys that had very little to do with their core product. They had lost themselves. What they had to do was return to their focus, find themselves once again. And they reinvested in their toy makers, their designers. They refocused their product. They got out of a lot of business lines like amusement parks and video games and movies at that time. Refocused, and that's where they found their success. To where they are today, the largest toy maker in the world. Very few know that they almost didn't make it.
And so what do you think the key was there? They went back to their core?
Absolutely. So they went back to their core as a company, but then they went and looked at the marketplace, at the younger generation, to understand what is relevant today. And what the core problem was, initially, they had done this research and believed that millennials were digitally minded, didn't like hard tasks, didn't want to work with anything with their hands. What they discovered is they went back to the research after this failed and reinterpreted it, and they did some field research and talked to this young 14-year-old in Germany, and he had a pair of sneakers in his room, and they were dirty and scuffed up, and they said, you know, what's up with these sneakers? They found out these were his prized possession. He was one of the best skaters in Germany, and these beat-up sneakers proved it. And what they discovered were millennials loved a challenge. They wanted to face something and overcome it, and they wanted to show off. That's where the digital part came in. They wanted to show a video of themselves skating on YouTube. So they went back, and as opposed to one of the mistakes they made was making their toys easier, they went back and actually made their core toy product harder to put together. They reinvigorated the difficulty, So they focused on them. They're refocused on their core attribute as a company, but then refocused on what does their customer want. And when you're in the wilderness, when you're facing disruption, that's the first thing you lose. You lose perspective. You forget why your customer wants you in the first place, and you start drifting as a company.
Well, David, Jonathan, thanks so much. It's Jonathan David Lewis. His book is called Brand Versus Wow. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Coming up next, the best way to make sure that Google finds your business. This is AM560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
Larry Elder explains why he is part of the GOP.
Here's what I find fascinating, especially for all of you black conservatives out there listening to my program. How often will people say to you, including friends, these Republicans don't really like you? How many times have you heard that? And here's my response. I'm a Republican because, at least on paper, the party believes in limited government personal responsibility. This is a party of growth and prosperity. That's why I'm a Republican.
The Larry Elder Show. Weeknights at 7, right before Jay Sekulow at 9 on AM 560. The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris DeMeo. A 14-year-old girl is in stable condition after falling from a gondola ride at an amusement park in Lake George, New York. She fell about 25 feet into a crowd of people. Now, it's not known why she fell. This man witnessed it.
You don't know what to do. I mean, you know, you understand that, you know, somebody falling from 35 feet in the air could cause damage to you or whoever you're catching her with, but it's better off to suffer a minor injury to save someone from a serious injury, and that's what those guys ultimately did.
The Six Flags Park says the ride didn't likely malfunction. A recent hailstorm that hit parts of Odessa, Texas, was costly. The damage to vehicles and homes tallied,
according to the Insurance Council of Texas, at $480 million, with thousands of claims that have since poured in.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The president and first lady among guests Saturday at the wedding of Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
Good morning, I'm Jeremy Scott with your look at the roadways. Not doing too bad in a lot of places. The good news is the Damrah Express lanes are back open after the earlier rollover crash right by Sox Park. Also, if you're inbound on the Bishop 4, that's still tight from Cottage Grove all the way in with you forced down to one lane for construction. 17 from 1894 into the Ryan. If you're inbound on the Stevenson, you're going to be forced down to one lane there as well from Cermak all the way to Lakeshore Drive with no access to northbound Lakeshore Drive until 7 this morning. The support is sponsored by Illinois Partners for Clean Air. Avoid traffic by riding public transit and roll comfortably into town for a concert, contemporary dining, or both with the money you'll save. Learn to breathe easy and save easy with Illinois Partners for Clean Air, cleantheair.org. Be nice and clear out there today with temperatures hovering in the low 70s. Right now at O'Hare, it's 54 degrees, 57 at Midway. That's traffic on AM 560, The Answer.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he's finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@moltz.com. That's barry@moltz.com.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMoltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
When I heard of Balance of Nature, and I said, because I had prayed, Lord, how am I going to get all this food into me that's so good to me? That's when I called. Now I know that I get my fruits and my vegetables into me, and I don't have to work so hard. I know that I am getting the proper things into my body. I do believe that if I didn't have this already in my body, my Balance of Nature, it wouldn't have gone so good for me. But because my body was healthy, that's what kept me going.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code Chicago.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Well, I've always said in small business, if you can't get found, you're never going to get chosen. If a customer is looking for you on Google and your information doesn't show up correctly, you can lose that customer forever. We're here to help is Emily Harris, who is Google's program manager for Get Your Business Online Initiative. She's a key leader in the effort to drive economic growth by helping small businesses get online and succeed there. Emily, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Barry. It's my pleasure to be here.
You know, it always surprises me that small business owners don't Google their own business to see where Google says that they're actually located. They think that, oh, they'll just know. But the question is, how does it know?
Well, Google knows because small businesses actually have the ability to create their own free business listing on Google. So the primary way that Google recognizes where businesses appear is based on the information that businesses tell us about their business.
And this is very important, Emily, because people have to realize that customers and prospects that are going online are relying that the information there is going to be correct. And if you, as a small business owner, don't take ownership for the correctness of that information, no one else will, right?
That's exactly right. And so it's incredibly important that business owners, they put their correct business information on Google and they keep it updated. And that way customers who are searching for them online, they know the correct phone number to call. They know the correct address in case they need driving directions, et cetera.
I think one of the most important things, especially if you're some kind of retail store or you have regular hours, is what hours are you open? Because there's nothing that is more frustrating for me than as a customer, if I go on Google, I say, well, I wonder if this place is open, and Google says it's open, I go there, and it's not open.
Absolutely. I'm sure that we've all experienced that. It's incredibly frustrating. And so with our product, it's called Google My Business. It's actually a free tool that any business owner can use to add their hours of operation to Google. And that way, they can ensure that customers know exactly when they're open and prevent these frustrating situations.
So how hard is it to actually do this? Because to a lot of small business owners, you know, Google's this massive kind of Goliath out there in the cloud. And how long does it take for these changes to take effect?
Well, that's a great question, Barry. So it's incredibly easy for a business owner to submit their business information via Google My Business. What you need to do is go to google.com/business. It'll take you no more than 10 minutes to submit all your information to Google. Once you do that, Google then needs to verify that you are the business that you say you are. So there is a verification process that happens. It normally takes between 2 and 3 weeks, so it's not too long, where Google needs to verify that you are actually at your business address. That way we're sending your customers to the right physical location. And so as soon as that verification process is complete, your information will appear on Google Maps as well as Google Search, so those customers who are searching for you online can find you.
And this is important. I want people to understand there is a verification process because I'm sure there is a couple of unscrupulous people out there that will actually say this location is closed and it's really their competitor, right? That happens.
It does happen, unfortunately, yes. Yeah, and so that's why for us verification is incredibly important.
So, Emily, tell us about a couple of the other tools that you have for small business.
Yeah, so at Google, we really want to make sure that the web is here to support small businesses and that businesses can use the web to grow and reach more customers. So one of the most popular tools that small business owners are using is a product from Google called Google Analytics. And this is a product that allows business owners to understand how their customers and how website visitors are interacting with their website. And so with Google Analytics, it's a free tool. It allows businesses to see where customers are coming from on the web. It allows them to see what people are doing on their site, what pages they visit, and then what pages they're leaving. So what this tool enables business owners to do is really understand at a core level what people are doing on their website so that they can optimize not only the organization and the architecture of their site, but also so that they can optimize the content and really be providing, information that businesses or, that customers are really looking for and find most useful. So once again, it's a free product, and all it requires is adding a snippet of code to the HTML of any business's website. That's one example.
And I can't stress how important having Google Analytics on your website is. In fact, with the new book I'm coming out in the fall called Small Business Hacks, 100 Shortcuts to Success, one of the shortcuts we focus in on is how do you get started with Google Analytics and how do you actually utilize the product? Because you got to know who gets there, where they go. Emily, thanks so much for being on the show. Again, can you give us the website where people can get started with this new initiative called Get Your Business Online?
Yes, absolutely. So Get Your Business Online, you can access our website at gybo.com.
Emily, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Barry. My pleasure.
Coming up, there's one thing that is so common for small business owners. It's fear that's holding them back. We're going to talk about next how to overcome that fear. This is AM 560, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. Dan Ryan Express Lanes heading inbound closed between 31st and the Stevenson. That's after a rollover crash. Also on the Dan Ryan local lanes between I-57 and 91st, there is road construction in place with the left lane closed. And also on the Stevenson heading northbound at Lakeshore Drive, the exit ramp is closed to northbound Lakeshore Drive with overnight construction that continues until 7 a.m. Again, on the Dan Ryan Express lanes, they're closed inbound between 31st and the Stevenson, and that's because of a rollover crash. And the Bishop Ford inbound, a little slow between Cottage Grove and the Dan Ryan, 17 minutes between 8094 and the Ryan with overnight construction. Tonight, 56 and partly cloudy. Tomorrow, 71 and partly cloudy. Currently, 68. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he has finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@moltz.com. That's barry@moltz.com.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMoltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Moltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, now, once again, it's true confession time here on Business Insanity Talk Radio. For me, fear drives a lot of decisions that I make in my life. I'm not proud of it, but it's something I've really had to deal with. I've learned that famous expression that the only way out is really through. Here to help get over your fear is Elon Ferdman, who's the co-founder of Satori Prime, as well as a world-class life coach, passionate entrepreneur, and motivational speaker. He's helped thousands of people all over the world connect to their inner passion and radically transform their life. Elon, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
So I guess I'm not the only one where fear holds them back in their life.
I don't think you are. I think it's a human condition.
And so why is that? Is it probably one of the most common human conditions?
Well, not to get too nerdy and scientific, but the brain's only job in your life is to keep you alive, help you survive. That's it. It doesn't care if you're happy, if you're wealthy, if you look good. It doesn't care about any of that. It just wants to survive. And so a really good tool to help you survive and keep you safe and for the people that are entrepreneurial and, you know, trying to expand, the way to not do that is to constantly show you fear. And so the brain's actually biased to look for negative things because it's trying to constantly protect you. Almost think like a parent is an overprotective, hovering parent with their child. That's basically how your brain acts. And so because of that, fear is something that no matter how many books you read or how many coaches or seminars you work with, you will never, ever get rid of.
So this probably worked really well when we were cavemen and every single day we really had to fight for survival, but probably doesn't work that well these days where there's so many things coming at us and fear has a tendency to immobilize us.
Correct. Absolutely. And that's the hinging thing here, that as much as we think we've evolved genetically, we haven't evolved at all, really. And so the issue is that before, when a lion was jumping out of the tree to kill you, fear was really, really helpful. Today, perceived fear, to the point that for people, losing an argument is perceived death, mm-hmm. which is why we probably get into as many arguments as we do. So with that being said, you have to, well, not that you have to, it behooves you to actually work on these tools in order to understand what is actually happening inside your body so that you can discern between these perceived fears and what is an actual life or death situation.
Now, what you talk about is that you can actually use this fear to access a much better life.
Correct. So Guy and I, my brother, we run Story Prime together, and for a long time, we've been doing this for about 15 years. And when we started, I think like a lot of people, our goal was get rid of fear. How do you get rid of fear? How do you, you know, kill the ego, get rid of fear, et cetera? And through trial and many, many trials, we just realized it's something that will be with you forever. Now, interestingly enough, and I will pose this to anyone that's listening, think of the last time you've overcome a fear in your life. It could be something really big. It could be something small. It could be, you know, jumped out of a plane. You asked this person out on a date. You asked somebody to partner with you or invest in your company. And when you overcame that fear, how did you feel immediately after?
I felt great.
And the answer I generally get, because I've done this with 10,000 people plus, is that you feel incredible. You feel like Superman or Superwoman because that second that it took for you to overcome that fear, you are now a completely different person in your own eyes. You are now capable in a way that you didn't perceive yourself capable before. And so what we look for is, if you ask someone, how do you want to live your life? They would tell you, I want to be alive. I want to be in love. I want to be fulfilled. I want to live from passion. And if you look at every single time that you've overcome your fear, that's what you get to tap into. Not only do you create the amazing results, but you get to tap into that sort of feeling. And so we just flipped the script. We said, look, we're not going to get rid of fear ever. What if we actually use these fears that get triggered or that we feel in our body and then run head first towards them? Let's see how that plays out. And the results, both for us and people that we work with, have been nothing but amazing.
You know, it's interesting because I speak in front of people every single week, and people always say to me, well, you know, do you get afraid right before you go on stage? And I go, well, I always get afraid, but I use that fear. I use those butterflies in my stomach to actually drive my performance. So if people are afraid, with the minute we have left, Ilan, where do they start in trying to use that fear to actually get where they want to go?
Great, great question. So the first thing I would tell you is, everybody's fear, you have a different response in the body. So, for example, for me, I sense a sensation where, like, my stomach is dropping, almost like I'm on a roller coaster. So the first thing you want to get is, where is that sensation happening? And as soon as that sensation happens, what your brain is going to want to check in and do is go, hey, this is fear. Be really afraid. Be really afraid. Instead of just noticing that that's a sensation that's happening, and then take that action. So something that I tell people is, like, stop. Breathe, right? Just breathe for 3 seconds, 5 seconds, and ask yourself this simple question. If I were 10 times more courageous right now, what would I do? And that will generally lead you to take that whatever action. It could be a small step, a big step, or whatever. And these little incremental things that you do consistently over time are actually reprogramming your brain of what is now safe, what I am now capable of. And that's how you just keep building a bigger and bigger life.
Ilan, thanks so much for being on the show. If you want to reach Ilan, you can go to www.satoriprime.com. It's SatoriPrime.com. Ilan, thanks so much for the advice.
It was an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Coming up, a new way to use burner phone numbers for your marketing efforts is AM560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Convenience, confidence, value. Experience all three when you bring your European vehicle to Midwest Performance Cars for maintenance and repair. BMW, Porsche, Audi, Mercedes. We make it convenient for you. Our drop-off procedure has most customers on their way in under 5 minutes, and we feature complimentary Uber or Lyft service to get you where you need to be. With our tablet-based digital inspections, you'll be confident that we only recommend service your car needs. We email or text your vehicle's condition report with pictures and video so you can make an informed decision. And our 3-year, 100,000-mile parts and labor warranty provides unmatched value. We perform outstanding service, and we stand behind it. Read our Google reviews and see for yourself. In Chicago at 1385 West Lake Street, book your appointment online at MidwestPerformanceCars.com or call us at 312-432-9492. And coming this summer, we will be opening our second MPC location in Northbrook, Illinois.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Moltz.
Well, one of the things that we lack in business is control over where and when our phone numbers get used to maximize our productivity. Enter a new application on the market called Burner. Lex Roman is the lead product designer at Burner, an app for creating on-demand smartphone numbers. Lex, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little about what does Burner do and how it can help in the productivity and marketing of your business.
So Burner is an app that allows you to create virtual phone numbers, which means that you can run more than one phone number from one device. And it allows you to help market your business by giving you some freedom around who you give your number to and knowing who's calling you on what number.
And so this really allows you to track the various people depending on why that person might be calling you.
That's right. So some people use Burner for both personal use and work use. You can shut off communication for your work line, or you can freely give it out on a business card and not worry that people are going to be calling you at 11 p.m. because you can control that.
And so then I assume that people can look at reports and see what's being effective and what's not being effective.
That's right. Yeah, you can set up Burner for different area codes, and you can connect it to different services. So you can track in a spreadsheet who's contacting you and generate all kinds of analytics around your business.
And this really works out great because I can turn one or turn one off when I'm at home or at work or when I'm on vacation, right?
Yeah, we have both a global do not disturb for the whole app, and we have per line control for rings and notifications.
And so, Lex, how do you connect with applications like Evernote or Dropbox or Slack to actually integrate it into your workflow?
So you can back up your communication on Dropbox or Google Drive, meaning if someone leaves you a voicemail, it can automatically sync to either of those services. With something like Slack, you can actually use it to communicate. You can use it to send text messages to your customers. We have sales teams that use that connection. And with Evernote, you can actually make your own autoreponder that automatically replies to keywords that your customers might send you, like, when are you open?
And so are a lot of people using these kinds of things to actually be anonymous? Because one of the things that when you think about a burner phone, it's, well, you know, not, they're not going to be able to trace me. But that's not really what it's being used for.
We certainly have customers that come to Burner for privacy. And I think even when you're using Burner for business, the goal is really segmentation of your life. You don't want, you know, work colleagues calling you late on a Saturday night. So it's really about segmenting your life. And in that way, you're controlling communication channels, which we think all relates back to privacy.
And what does this kind of solution cost for a small business?
So we have a variety of ways to pay for Burner. You can get what's called a credit burner or a prepaid burner. And those are as low as $2. And those are temporary lines that you would run. For example, if you're just, you know, wanting to do one phone call or one meeting, you could use something like that. If you want to run a business line long term, we have subscriptions that start at $4.99 a month or $47.99 a year for one line. And then we have a three-line subscription that's new, that's $14.99 a month and $139.99 a year.
Well, Lex, thanks so much for being on the show. If you want to get more information about this, you can go to www.burnerapp.com. Lex, thanks again.
Thank you.
And thanks for all of you for joining this week's radio show. And I want to thank our sponsor, Nextiva, and, of course, our staff, Sarah Schaffern, Debbie Schreiner, Courtney Dury. If you are serious about being more successful this year, you got to give me a call. Pick up the phone right now, 773-837-8250. That's my private line. Or you can email me at barry@moltz.com. Isn't this the year that you get your small business unstuck? Isn't this the year that you finally make the money you deserve? Remember, love everyone, trust the few, and paddle your own canoe. Have a profitable and passionate week.
You can find Barry on the web at barrymoltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
If you only get to one festival,